is a Bereus.
Let's say the man has Idiot and the least. So then Nizokin Bidius. Nizokin gets from the best. Ubal Chayiv, what do we do to Ubal Chayiv? His din is really from Beninus. But the man doesn't have Beninus. So he has no right to get from Idiot, but rather he gets from the Zaburius. So Ubal Chayiv, the Ksubas Ishib is Zaburius. They both get from Zaburius. Rashi says because of Midirais, and really Baal Chayiv is also one of his Zaburius. Like later. So only Takonim and Rabbonin, Shatin of Delta of Nelovin, they should get from Beninus. But in a case where he doesn't have Beninus, there's no Takanta, then he gets from Zaburius. That's what the Brisa says. But our co-opponent of the Gemara says, Ketoni Miyo, what did we learn over here? Ketoni Miyo Mitziya. The middle case is like this. We learned one case that Beninus is Zaburius. In a case where the man only owns Beninus, a middle class field, and Zaburius, at least, the least, is Nizokin of Bachay Beninus. The Nizokin and the Bachay both collect from the Beninus. Oksubas Ishab is Zaburius. If he pays off the Ksuba, she only gets from the Zaburius. Now, what's the case talking about here? The Yarmid, if you're going to tell me, Bishaloi Hain Shomin, we look upon the Mazik himself. What type of class of property he himself has? So what do you mean to say he has Beninus and Zaburius? Why isn't that Beninus called Idiot? That's his best field. If you say we look upon the Mazik himself, his best field, so what do you mean he has Beninus and not Idiot? It can't be. Whatever best type that he has, that's called his Idiot. For the Gemara, V'yamrit v'shloi hen shamin, t'yasa Beninus shalak Idiot. If so, his Beninus should be called his Idiot. If so, what's Nafkamina?
Here the Nafkamina difference should be is, V'yitcha balchoy v'etis Zaburius. Why does it say the balchoy collects from the Beninus? Why his Beninus should become like his Idiot, and therefore the Baal Chayiv should only have a right to collect from his Zaburius, which that becomes like his Beninus, if you go Bosa Shaloi. Therefore, this should be a Raya, if we go Bosa Shaloi, not Bosa Shaloi.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpochum, Zecher Nishmas, their father, Rabbi Avigdor, Ben Rab Chaim Avrom, Olav Shalom. The limit of this tape should be a Schus and an Ilur for the Neshama.
Alright, turn over. So the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about over here, the case was Kagoin Shahoiso Loi Idiot. That true, that this Loiva first owned Idiot. He had Idiot, Beninus, and Zaburius. Therefore, at the time of the loan, which property was Mishubit to the Balchoi, to the Malva? The Beninus. What happened was Leido Mochra. And then this Loiva sold his Idiot. So therefore now he only has his Beninus and he only has his Zaburius. It's not a question either to go Bosser Shaloi Hain Shomim, Lamaisa Bishas Alvo, Bishas alone, he did have Idiot, and therefore the Shibri was Chal on the Beninus.
The Baal Chayiv has a right to collect from the Beninus. Even though at what is right now, this Beninus is your best. So since at the time when I lent you the money, you had a better property then, so this Beninus was a middle-class property that at that time was mishubit to me, I still have a right to collect from that Beninus. So Chayim Amar Rav Chisda. Chisda also answered like this. The case is, Kegoyim, Shehoishom Loi Idiot Vemocher. In each case we're talking about at the beginning, he had three classes of property. He had an Idiot, a better type. So later on he sold it. So now even though his Beninus really is his best, still, the Baal Chayiv has a right to collect from the Beninus because that's the one that was Beninus at the time of the loan. The Gemara says now, this is a Svaros like this. Midichani Achriti, because what's another case we had? Another case is Beninus is Zaburius, where he owns Beninus and Zaburius. So it says, Nizokin the Beninus. Baal Chayiv is still deceased from Zaburius. Or Baal Chayiv only gets from Zaburius. So what's the Sira? Kashin Adabi. Before we said the Baal Chayiv gets from Beninus. And now we're saying the Baal Chayiv gets from Zaburius. This is going to say, B'shal Olam, hey, somebody go after the world, so that if he has Beninus, why shouldn't the Baal Chayiv get from Beninus? Why does the Baal Chayiv go to Zaburius? And Allah Shamin over here is the proof, no, that really we're talking about the Shaloi Hain Shamin. We look upon the Mazik himself, what type of property he has. For a time, Shaloi Shaloi Yidi is the Machra. The case before that says that the Baal Chayiv gets from the Beninus, that's because at the time when he loans the money, he had an idea. He had a better field. So that Beninus was really the Beninus. Khan over here, this last case that says that the Baal Chayiv only gets from Zaburius, he never had idiots in the first place. So therefore, his Beninus was his best field. So the law is the Baal Chayiv cannot collect from idiots. So since for you it's your best field, it's like you're idiots, that's why the Baal Chayiv cannot get your Beninus, but rather he could only get your Zabuyus. Therefore there's no field. The boy you say in the other can be like this. The boy you say, I tell you, both cases, it's talking about where he did not own Edius before. And we're talking about now, Rashi says, and everybody holds now, we go boss of the Shalom. We go boss of the average of the world. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're going like. The verse said, Idiot Shalom, Shalom, Idiot Yamacha, Lakasha. How did Shav Yi Beninus Shalom, Shidis Yalna? True, it's Beninus. But one of them, his Beninus is worse like the Idiot of the world. The Khan, the Lord Shav Yi Beninus Shalom, Shidis Yalna. That's the trap, we go boss of the Shalom. Since his Beninus is worse like the Idiot of the world, so the Baal Chav can't get from it. Because we're going now to Shalom, Hain Shamin. And according to the average of the world, if it better plants properly, the Baal Chav can't get from it. The case where it says that the Baal Chayiv gets from the Beninus, that's where the Beninus is worse, like the average of the world. The boy you say another parent is like this. Edi k'goyin shehoyis the Beninus shaloi k'beninus the Alma. Okay, and everybody holds that his Beninus right now is like the average Beninus of the world. And Rashi says also cases, lehoyis lehoyis mechila. We're talking about again where he did not have any better property at the beginning. All he has is just his Beninus. The Chos Hasira, one case says the Baal Chayiv gets from the Beninus, and one case says it gets from the Zbuyus. For Hocha Bokka Pligi, maybe this itself is the Machlokes. Ma Sava Bishaloi Hen Shamin, the one that says the Baal Chayiv goes to the Zbuyus, says, yes, look at the Mazik himself, his property. He only owns Beninus and Zbuyus. His Beninus is like Idiot. Therefore, the Baal Chayiv can't get it. For Ma Sava Bishaloi Hen Shamin. The other part of the price that says, no, the Baal Chayiv does collect the Beninus, holds the gold bus of the Shalom. You go after the average of the world. So if your Beninus, even though for you it's your best field, but your best field is according to the average of the world, Beninus, so that's called Beninus, and therefore the Baal Chayiv doesn't have to get from the Beninus. Therefore, Kitzur, there's no real, we don't have a clear maskana, how do we hold? Do we hold the Shalom Hein Shamin, or do we hold the Shaloi Hein Shamin? Ravina says that you the pligi. Maybe the machlokes is two brisa, the two parts of the brisa is totally an ula. So what? The other ula says like this: the vav Torah, maybe your brisa really baal chayiv is a zaburiya. If you lend somebody money and maybe pays you off with fields, he has the right to pay you from zaburiya. That's the lachem of the brisa. Shenema, what's the right? That the pasuk says ba'achut kamay, you malva, you have to wait outside when you want to collect your money. And the person that borrowed the money from you, he has the right to bring outside whatever he wants to pay from, pay with, he'll bring it outside. Like the Mashkin, or even wants to pay up, he'll bring it outside. Now, what does a normal person take outside? Once I have a right to pay you and bring it outside, what do I take out from my house? Nobody takes a silver leichter outside. You take out your simple silverware. You take out. And so, since the prophet says you take it outside and pay him there, Mashma the Leiva has the right to pay off from the Zebuyah, from the lease of his property. That's what Ula holds. That's Midiraisa. If so, well, Matam Marmu Baal Chayiv Beninus, how come Midirabonim, what's the reason of the Takano? Shall we say, no, a Baal Chayiv has the right to collect from Beninus? Today, Shalat Tinil Delos of Fein. We don't want to make it bad that the Malva should not lend any money. If the Malvas realize that later they'll only get Zebuyah, they don't like to have such cheap property. Therefore, they'll stop lending money. The Ula said, therefore, it's a smart of Abona Menetakona that when a Baal Chayiv collects his money, he has a right to get some Beninus. So I'll tell you, if somebody has some Achayikas here also, Ma Islay Takanta Dula, or Ma Lesa Takanta Dula. In other words, the one that says he gets some Zabruyas holds because that's the din of a Baal Chayiv. A Baal Chayiv only gets some Zabruyas, that's all. And the one that says he gets some Beninus holds from the Takanta Dula. Rashi's over this. Tana Basra left at the camp of the Yula. El Abasra crawls, it goes back to the Pasuk. Tafilu Hevelay Nami Yidiyas Ashtram, Hevelay Beninis Gemura, Hevelay Ben the Yula, Afilu Haki, Yisrael Melishko Baal Chayim the Buryas. It's a price that it's part of the price that says the Baal Chayim questions the Buryas holds. That's the Din Midi right, and stays that way. A Baal Chayim never has the right to clash more than the Buryas. And the part of the price that says no, he gets from Beninis, holds like Ulus Sakana. So now Midi Rabbanu and the Baal Chayim has the right to clash from Beninis.
All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that ches number aleph in the middle. By two dots. Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. What's going to be mochar li echod oy lishloisha b'nei yodom kechod? If one person, again like before, that had upon him a balchoyv uksubasisha and nizokin, or this man first has to pay somebody for the damage that he did to him, and that he has to pay from idiots, then he owes somebody money that he has to pay him from his beninus, and he also owes a ksubasisha that gets paid from Zaburius. And this man had three different types of property. He taka owned at the beginning Zaburius, beninus, and idiots, and now he sold all three properties. So it depends. Mocha liyechot. If he sold all three of them to one person, oy lishloisha b'nei yodam kechod, or else he sold it to three different people, but the same day, v'asachas means come out like the same day, kechod, so locher is, kulam nichnasu tachas abaylam, they all go under the same din the owner had before. In other words, that the one that gets the beninus has to pay the bachoiv, the one that gets the zaburius has to pay the ksubasisha, and the one that gets the idius has to give it to the nizik. The Rashi says, "Kul nichnasu tachas abaylam" means nichnasu ala kuchos kedin hamoicher. For me, shalokach idius yifra lenizik, for lekech beis one that buys the beninus yishalom es achoiv, for lekech zaburius es aksuba. What's going to be though b'ze achazir? Let's say you sold it to three different people, one after another, not the same time, not the same day, but even three different days. So then the halacha is, kulam goyvim in acharon. All of them come to collect from the last one. In other words, when he sold the first field, so that person does not have to pay. Because since he left over two other properties by the original owner, so they collect from that property. So Rashi says, min acharon, tiyafilu shakle kamoy idis ubeninis. Even if the first one bought the idis ubeninis, still motzi matchinu ala kuchas lenizokin. The first one that bought could throw them to the last one to the Zaburius. Why? The Omar, because the first Lekeh could say, listen, that's the Svara. I left over property for you to collect from. We learned in the Gemara Gittin that the Klal is, that's the Yisoid. That calls the man, the original person, has some property. Even though it's only Zaburius, you can't now go, if you're the Nizik, you can't go and collect from the idiot that he sold to somebody else. Because since there's some property left over by the Mazik, you have to take from Bnei Chorin before you get from Mishabodim. So therefore, the first one that bought the fields, you can't collect from him, because he could say, listen, I left over fields, the other two fields. And the same one, the second one that bought the property, could say, listen, I left over the third property. So therefore, all of them come to collect from the third one. What's going to be Ein Loi? Let's say when they go to collect from the third one, that property the third one bought is not enough to pay all three of them. There's not value enough to pay for the Hezik, for the Baal Chayv, and for the Ksuba Tisha. So then the Lachur is Goyba Mishlefonov. Then they have a right to go to the one before that. What about Ein Loi? Let's see when the second field is also not enough. Then the Lachur is Goyba Mishlefnei Fonov. Then they have a right to go and collect even from the first field. Because then it's not called Heinachti Lechomokim. I can't say I left you all a property to collect from, because there's not enough property to collect from. So then the Yibin have right to come back. Now, Mochron Liechod Hechidami. What's the pshat at the beginning of the Braisa if the first person's Reuven sold the three properties to one person? Elaim, if you want to tell me about Sachas, he sold to the Mamish at one time. He sold them all three fields at one star. If so, what's the Chiddush? Madach, it says, if he sold his three fields to three different people. So obviously, there were three different stories about it. And the Yikla Meimadir, maybe I could think to say, Chad Minayu Kodim. One of these three was first, but you don't sell it all at the exact same second, so one was before the other. Still, Omar, you tell me, since all three were done the same day. So the Pshat is, the date in the Shtar only says today. So if you look in the Shtar, we can't tell which one was first. Therefore, they have the locha like all three were at the same time. Kulam nechnasu tachas abaylim, that all three take over equally. So the mazid, the nizik, goes to the idiots. If so, mochron liyechod. In the case where this Reuven sold all his three fields to one person, mi boy, Do you have to tell me? Like Pshita, the one person that buys all these three fields, take over the same payment that the original owner had, that he has to pay Idius to the Nizik and the Burius to the Ksubasish and Beninus Labachai, Pshita. So Mar says, Ela Pshita, sure, what we're talking about over here is Bezeachazir. Mar says, Ela Pshita, Bezeachazir. Ela Mai, for sure, we're talking about now. Ela Pshita, Bezeachazir. For sure, we're talking about where it happened, Bezeachazir. Where you sold it to one person means to the same person. You sold one field today, then tomorrow he wanted to buy another field off you, then the third day he bought your third field. And still we say, since you sold all three fields to one person, even though it was three different days, this one person now has to pay back each one of them kedinai. Now the question is why? Omai shenor shloisha. Why do we say if you sold your fields to three different people one after another? Techol chad v'chad omalei. That the first one that bought the field does not have to pay back. Because he could say, listen, I left all the property. And the second one, the same thing? Says, so, hi Nami, this one person, even though he bought three fields, why can't he say, why can't he say, listen, that on the Tzati said that he bought Idius first, and then the second day he bought the Beninus, and then the third day he bought his Burius. Why can't he say to everybody, I'm only going to pay you from the Zaburius, from the last field I bought? Because yesterday when I bought the Beninus, the Zaburius was still by the original owner. And yesterday, who are you, the Baal Chayv, who are you supposed to collect from? From Bnei Chayrin, from the property left over, which was the Zaburius. So now that I bought Zaburius last, I should be able to throw all of you to the Zaburius. Salkam, it says no, that if you sold the three properties to one person, even though it's three different days, he has to pay each one kedinai. Why? Zumar says, you know what? Hocha b'mayaskinu, we're talking about over here. Hocha b'mayaskinu, kugoyin, shalokach idius v'achreina. We're talking about here only if he bought the best list. True. If he bought Zaburius last, of course he has a right to tell them all, you'll only collect from the last one that I bought from the Zaburius. But here we're talking about where the last one that he bought was the best property. So now the Chiddush is really them, so all of them should come and say, listen, pay me up from the Idius. That's your last property. That's the Chiddush. No, he doesn't have to pay more than Kedinai. We'll soon see why. The Chayn number of Rav Sheshet says the same svar also. Kegoyin shalokach Idius b'achreina. This new person that bought the fields off the original Ruvain, he bought first his Beninus, then he bought his Zaburius, and then the last field he bought was Idius. So that's why now, when the Baal Chayv comes to collect, he has to give him the Beninus. When the Ksubas Ish, he can give him the Zaburius. When the Nizda comes, he has to give him from the Idius. So we're asked the Kasha, why? Ihochi, if so. If the last field that he bought was the Idius, so before he bought this field, that was the field that was Bnei Chayrin by the original owner. See, when the Baal Chayv had a right to collect from that Idius, if so, now that he bought it last, Leisi Kula V'ligva Me'idius. How come all three of them, even the Ksubas Isha, should say, listen, the last field you bought was Idius, that's the one I have a right to collect from. That was Bnei Chayrin. Sumer says, no, a new Svara. Mishum Diyamalu. Because this last Lakeach, the one that bought these fields, since this one person has a right to say like this, he could say back to the Baal Chayv, to Ksubas Isha, he says like this, Diyamalu. If you're going to keep quiet, Vishak Lisa Kidi Naichu, and you take according to your din. Your din, you Baal Chayv, you're supposed to take from Beninus. If you take from Beninus, very good. Shak Lisa, I'll give you the Beninus. But Vilay, if you're not going to be happy with the Beninus, but you're going to complain now that you want the Idius, because that's the last one I bought, you know what I'll do to you? Mahadarna Shtara de Zaburius Lamare. I'll return the star of the worst field, the Zaburius, back to the owner. If so, Vishak Lisa Kuchum is Zaburius. You'll all have to now collect from the Zaburius. In other words, you can't come to me, the Mishabadim, the Mokim des Bnei Chayrin, the original owner, has the property. So it's only if I have all properties you want to come to me. But if you want to get now Idius from me, I have a way out. I'll tell you, know what I'll do? I'll take the Zaburius and give it back to the first owner. So it comes out, that's the Bnei Chayrin. So you have to collect from the Idius, from the Zaburius. So that's why it tells the Baal Chayv, be quiet. If you want to be a smart man and take the Beninus, okay. But if you start complaining, you want better, I'll give it to you that you'll get the worst. That's the Svara. So that's what the Brisa is teaching us. So therefore, when the one person, even though he bought Idius last, he has the right to push them off each one Kedinai. to the Gemara Yochi, if so.